about 15 minutes after the hour. And we want to say we certainly thank you for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming your way, and certainly want to thank all of you that tune in each and every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you love to join us, you can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook, where over 99,000 listeners and viewers have access to tune in, by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Or you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Look, it's always my pleasure, and I want to certainly thank God foremost for allowing us to come to you each and every day. And certainly we've got more music coming your way. And if you have a request, you can feel free to call in to the station at 347-215-8049. Now, if you would love to have us to come out to bring our network, our NFI, that's right, radio network, and do an outdoors event for you, all you have to do is call our office number. Write this number down. It's 919-210-3679. That's 919-210-3679. We'll come out and do a simulcast outdoors broadcast for you. Just give us a call. We'll be glad to do that for you. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Pray that you're having a wonderful time on this wonderful day. To God be the glory.
Dealt with pain in my life that did not seem fair. When I prayed for deliverance, didn't know I had to go through hell to get there. Now I realize everything has a reason. God, you prepare me. I'm ready for my due season. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kimberly Ann McFarland. I
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on and help me. country boy. Things ain't been the same since you've been gone. But I know you in a place where the sun never sets, and you can sing and never get tired. But this is our song to you, and if you like it, I want you to smile on us while we sing it.
We
really miss you,
but I know we'll see,
but I know I'll see you again.
Again.
One day we will meet again.
You,
we will join you again.
We'll see.
Come here, Larry.
Again.
Now sing that verse for the country boy. Sing, Larry.
A country boy singing up and down the road. Had a few good days.
Sing, Larry.
But the half had never been told.
Sing it from your heart, Larry. Sing it from your heart.
But he kept on singing. Lifting
wait a minute,
up Jesus'
wait a minute,
name.
Wait a minute now. Let me say this. Now that you're gone, things ain't quite been the same. Ooh, ooh,
we
yeah.
Miss you,
we miss you, country boy. Yes, we do.
But I know we'll see
you again.
Again.
But I know you were there with the wicked will see some trouble. And your weary soul will be at rest. We will see you again. And I know you up there singing with the angels. Yes, you're up. And if you're scratching your head right now, you keep on scratching your head. Yes, you do. If you feel like running, keep on running, country boy. You in good hands now. And while you're there, I want you to do one thing for me. While you're looking down on your fellas, I want you to slip away to Jesus and ask him to let us keep on singing. And every time you see us hit the floor, say, sing, y'all. Say, sing, y'all. And we're going to sing for you. Ooh, yes, we are. We're going to sing.
We know we'll sing again.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Singing what a friend we're having.
Oh, We Anybody he chooses to use. I'm just glad that I was taught to make myself available to be used by God. Use me, Lord. In your service. Draw me nearer. Every day I am willing, willing to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, let me stand, 'cause I'm willing to run home all the way.
made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I've messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught the lion and the cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, yes I do, y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it. I'm starting my life.
Come on. Come on, let's make some noise in here. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory.
Still with a smile.
He won't give you
what I
It's gospel music at its best, and we are approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One. As always, it's my pleasure. I want to thank many of you, those of you sent us your messages as well as your emails. Those of you that are on our Facebook page, and certainly we certainly appreciate all that the messages that you send, your love, and those that we meet in different areas and the stores around the world. We certainly want to thank the New Life Christian Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, for being a part of this NFI Radio Gospel Network. We would love to thank the Lincoln Park Holiness Church out of Raleigh, North Carolina, for being a part of this network. And we would also like to thank Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. We would also like to thank the Mighty Golden Bell, who is a supporter for this network, New Vision Records out of Cary, North Carolina, and QK Productions out of Durham, North Carolina. We would also like to thank Snapshot Video out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And we would love to thank all of you that tune in each and every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. We want to remind those of you, you can also catch us on our television broadcast on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. on Time Warner Cable Channel 24. That's every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. on Time Warner Cable 24. It's another level gospel showcase. And join us on Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22. Every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And most of all, we give God the praise, give Him the glory, and we want you to help us tell the story. We'll be back with more great gospel music on the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
catch the wave on the NRI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
back about Jesus.
He won't let you down.
What I like about Jesus.
He won't let you down.
I know he'll never. Yeah,
he won't let you down.
If you need a savior.
He won't let you down.
If you need a savior.
He won't let you down.
If you need a savior.
He will never let you down. That's the sounds of Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs. We're going to continue. It's 15 minutes after the hour, and certainly you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Be sure to tune in each day, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or on our website at NFIRadio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour is the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day, Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. That's every Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. It's the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. You can call in at 347-215-8049. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
Yeah. You
never left me alone. He never left me alone, no. He never left me alone. Never left me alone, no. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I made it. The road's gotta run.
And I just hope you don't mind me taking you back just a little bit. Say, take me back. Oh, do you really want to go back? All right, come on.
Yeah.
preacher. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Yes. Jesus will fix it for you. If you're glad about it, I wonder if you wouldn't mind clapping your hands real fast and praising Him like you're going crazy. Come on.
Well, come on, go ahead and get your praise on, huh? We're right at the bottom of the hour, and many of you may not know, but leading that song was the late, great Brother Darrell Coley. That's right. Brother Darrell Coley has gone on and left us, but his music still lingers on with us, and we're certainly going to miss Brother Darrell Coley, an awesome voice, a unique voice that will shatter glass. Brother Darrell Coley. Well, we're right at the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Heard every day, Mondays through Thursday, from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Now, let's go with the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. You can call in at 347-215-8049.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you. At 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Greetings to all of you. On today, I truly give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is indeed the head of my life. I'm Evangelist Pettiford. I'm coming to you live on NFI Radio in Raleigh, North Carolina. It gives me great joy and pleasure to come before you once again from Welcome and First Love Baptist Church in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I come on today just to let you know that whatever you're going through on today, that if you give it to the Master, He will make everything all right. He can make a way out of no way. I'm a living witness that God can do what no other power can do. As I pray on today, I want you to believe that God will fix whatever is broken in your life. Most holy and everlasting Father, Almighty God, I come to you once again to say thank you. Thank you for being an all-wise and merciful God. Thank you, Lord, for being our shelter in the time of storm. Thank you, dear Father, for so many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we thank you for touching us this morning and wakening us from our sleep. Thank you, dear Father, for the activities of our limbs, that we could move around and be able to dress ourselves, dear Father. We thank you that we have our right minds on today, our health and our strength. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have given us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, you have been so good to us, dear Father. You have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, we thank you for being an understanding and caring God. Thank you for listening to us as we cast our cares upon you. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness this day for everything that we have done, said, or thought that is not pleasing to you, dear Father. Lord, help us to start this day with a new attitude, for we realize that all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Lord, broaden our minds so that we can accept all things according to your will. Lord, help us not to complain, whine, or whimper over things that we have no control over. Lord, we know that all things work together for the good, for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Lord, we know that whatever situations that we may have to face in our lives, that you will be there for us, dear Father. We know that you love us, dear God, because you showed us that love when you gave your only begotten Son to die for us. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, have mercy on us today, dear Father. Lord, we ask you to keep us strong so that we may help the weak. Keep us lifted up so that we may have words of encouragement for the discouraged. Lord, we pray for those who are lost and cannot find their way, those who have wandered away from the sheepfold. Lord, we know that you will leave the 99 and go after the one that is lost. Lord, I pray for those that are misjudged, those that are misguided, those that are abused, misused, and misunderstood. Lord, I pray, dear Father, that you will hold them in the palm of your hand. Let them know that they can find rest in you, dear Father. Lord, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I pray for each family member in your household. I pray for peace and love in your homes. I pray that all of your financial needs are met and that you may have more than enough. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they may not have room to receive. Pray that every problem that you are having in your homes today, oh God, and in your life, that you will solve it, dear Lord. Let them know that there is no situation and no circumstance that is greater than you. Lord, we place our battles in your hands that we may, oh God, let you take over, dear Father. Lord, you promised us that you will fight our battles, and we realize that the battle is not ours. It's yours, Lord. So help us to be patient and wait on you to give us victory, dear Father. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the sick and shut-ins. Lord, touch their bodies with your healing power, dear Father. Comfort them through their pain, dear Father. Ease their suffering, dear Father. Lord, we pray for the bereaved families on today, dear Father. Lord, bring comfort. Build them up where they are torn down. Lord, we are down here leaning and depending on you, Father, our everlasting God, Prince of Peace, Creator of the universe. Lord, you give us power. You give power to the weak, strengthen the powerless. Lord, give us strength to face our struggles today, dear Father. Help us to always trust you and place you above everything. Lord, help us to be still and know that you are God, our refuge, a very present help in the time of troubles. Lord, we thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit to help us to be our comforter, our counselor, and our helper. Father, I thank you that based on your word, you have given the believer, the born-again child of God, power and authority over the devil. that you have defeated Satan by the power of your blood. And through your precious blood, we receive that power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we use that power, that precious blood, to sprinkle over our doorposts, that you will keep us from evil, dear Father, that the enemy will pass over us, dear Father, that they will see that we are covered in your precious blood. You have made us speaking spirits and have given us authority to speak to our mountains, and they will be removed. You gave us all a unique voice, dear Father, that the enemy must respond to. Lord, we use our voices to speak victory over our situations, dear Father, and our circumstances, dear Father. Lord, we use our voices to cast the devil out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, Satan, to flee by the power of the blood of Jesus. We use our voices to bring down strongholds over our lives by the blood of Jesus. Dear Father, when we have gone the last mile of the way, when we have prayed our last prayer, welcome us in your kingdom, dear Father, where we will praise and worship you through eternity. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen.
Because of, but God loves you in spite of, for we all fall short of your kingdom. On high,
you may fail again and again, but God will be there for you like he always been.
God loves you.
He loves you.
In spite of.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes man can be so cold-hearted. Just they can. They only care about you and what you can do. And then let me tell you what they will do. They'll walk over you. And then they'll wind their feet off when they get to you. God is a true friend, and he'll be there for you through the thick and thin. Man
love,
ooh,
all hate you,
oh yeah,
because
oh yeah. God love us, no matter what we do, and I'm so glad about it. We all come short. Of God's kingdom. Oh, oh, high, oh, high. You may fail again and again, but God will be there like he always been. God loves you. He really loves you. In spite of. One time I was through before I started all hope was gone. I was all alone, and
Be a homemonger, but God still loves you. You might be a liar, you might be a gambler, but God, He loves you, yeah. I come to tell you, I don't come to tell you, whatever you go with you, He loves you, yeah. He loves you, yeah. He loves you. And if I never, never, ever say it no more, He loves you. Yeah. He loves you.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Oh Lord,
it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Every time I go through a situation,
anybody. Go help me stand. Stand for your family. Stand for your husband. Stand for your wife. Keep on standing. Hey! Woo! Keep on
standing.
Keep on. Don't give up.
Standing in the need of
prayer. Well, if you are standing in the need of prayer right now, wherever you are, and you heard the awesome woman of God pray for many of you around, for all that you desiring for sickness, for those of you with family problems, for this nation. Now, if you are that person that you just want to just surrender to the Lord, and you're tired of doing the same things, and this man we've been talking about, Jesus, you want to get to know him, well, we open the doors up to this network to you right now. I want you to hear me clearly. Listen very clearly. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm speaking of having a personal relationship with God. If that's you today, I want you to repeat after me right now. Just forget about what's around you and others. I want you to hear me. If you are ready to surrender to the Lord today and you want to give him your life, totally surrendering to Christ, leaving the past and moving into the present, the future, right now, I want you to repeat after me. In the book of Romans, Romans 10 and 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you today, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I repent of my sins. And I come asking you, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus died on the cross. I confess that he is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. If that was you and you have confessed with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then today is a new day for you. All things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. We're not asking you to go back to what you did on yesterday. We're talking about today is a new day for you. It's a new journey down the road for you. For you have surrendered to Christ, and Christ has accepted you God has accepted you as his personal Savior. Now, those of you, this is your very first time surrendering to the Lord, I want you to attend a church of your choice. Find a church that is preaching the full gospel. And as you hear the word of God, it will take you a little time to understand and receive. But as you do each and every day, ask the Lord to give you the wisdom and the knowledge to hear his word as you hear the man or woman of God bring forth the word. Find someone that will be able to help you walk the journey and live the life that God has given you time. We thank you for those of you that have surrendered to the Lord this day. We have about 2 minutes to end the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. And those of you, we still can receive your call. It's not too late. We have ministers standing by to pray with you if you desire. You can call in at 347-215-8049. We have those that will pray with you privately if you desire right here at 347-215-8049.
Listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I was reading yesterday and today, and I was thinking that a lot of times we do a lot of preaching at folks, and we keep talking at folks, and they don't hear what we said. And I thought, wow, this is so interesting here. I think rather than to preach today, I'll just read what I'm looking at. And it was so interesting, starting at 1 John. Now, it was so interesting, all of the things I've heard from the time I was a child, even until now, I would hear what the word said, and I would think, oh, wow, that's good. Why can't I keep all of that in my head? But see, it dawned on me, I don't want it in my head. I want it in my heart. Hallelujah. So when somebody saying it, it's in my heart so I can get alongside them and repeat it. And then I can live it. I don't have to try to go back and look for it every time I hear it. I can go in my heart and understand what's being said. So right now we're going to start reading in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4. And this is what it says. You read with me. Hallelujah. Let's pray first. Father, even as I open my mouth to read your word, Lord, help us to get your word down in our heart, God, not just in our head, not just something to repeat, but something to have on the inside, on the heart, in the heart of us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and we honor you, Lord, and we love you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4 says, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You know, have you ever felt joyous and didn't even know why you were feeling joy? You be doing something and then you feel this big grin on your face, but you don't know why it's there. It's that these things, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. In other words, we need joy in our spirit. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. In other words, it doesn't mean it's a little bit, it's a little bit of dark. This says there's no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Hallelujah. And I guess what made me, after while I was reading this, I was thinking about all of the things that people do and think that they are living a holy life, a saved life. And I watch all the things they do when they get out there on TV and they march to do this and they march to do that and what their accusations are saying is basically, you know, I disagree with God, and I'm going to march and show everybody that I disagree with him. Okay, but verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. To God be the glory. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you tell it, because I can't tell it like you can. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Say it again, Lord. I'm going to read that verse one more time. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye see not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. See, it tell us not to sin, then it tell us if we do sin. See, a lot of people get this look on their face like, you know, y'all sinners and I don't sin. But we all sin. At the end of the day, I can't think of a person that have not committed a sin, whether it was omission or commission. It was one of them. Either you did something that you shouldn't have done, or you did vice versa. But all of us sin. But we have to understand that Jesus is our the one that is our advocate, and he will go get it straightened out for us. But we have to ask. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sin of the whole world. Verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4, hallelujah, he that says he know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And see, people get mad with you if you preach the truth. They don't want, in other words, they say you are this kind of hater or that kind of hater. And they even made laws to make sure you don't say nothing against nobody. And you're not talking about a person. When you say something against something, you're not talking about a person. You're talking about an action that God said was a sin. You see, if God said it was a sin, it's a sin. Whether you say it or not, it's still a sin. And you don't want nobody to know that they're on their way to hell. Hallelujah. How you think the people going to feel when they're standing up in the middle of hell and know that somebody could have told them, but you made a law that said they shouldn't tell them? Okay. Oh, my gracious. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. In other words, if you say you're a disciple of Christ, and we're not talking about a denomination, see, because God didn't have any denominations. He didn't have any. But if we say we're followers of Christ, that's what a disciple is, a disciple of Christ. It's somebody that every time Jesus pick up his foot, we set our foot in his track. If he turn right, we turn right. He turn left, we turn left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Hallelujah. So why is this man having to keep repeating the same old thing? He said it was already there from the beginning. But see, what we have a tendency to do is kick it aside or either step cross it and go ahead and keep doing the same thing. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shining. He that saith he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even until now. How you going to go around and hating folks and be saved at the same time? See, and I can talk about it. See, some people can't, they don't talk about stuff where they've been. They want to cover the head and cover everything, but the feet still sticking out. Cover the feet and the head sticking out. But see, I can talk about this thing called hatred because I used to do that. I used to do that until one day I was looking at the man. He was my supervisor. And I hated that man so badly that my teeth would grit. I could hear his voice, and it would cause my teeth to grit. I wanted to do something to him. And then I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I hate that man. I hear people all the time trying to dress it up and say, oh, well, I don't hate them. I just can't stand the ways. See, what people don't know, you are your ways. See, so if you don't like my ways, then what it is you don't like me. If you hate me, you hate what I'm doing. So what you have to do is you have to tell the Lord, now you don't have to, but this is what I did. I got on my knees beside my bathtub, and I said, Lord, I hate the man. I said, but I don't want nothing in me that's not in you. I said, now, I'm going to give you this feeling that I've got. I don't ever want to feel this in my life again. Now, I'm giving it to you. I'm not going to keep it because it's heavy. I'm not going to I'm not going to carry it around. It's too heavy for me, Lord. I'm giving it to you. And you know, a couple of weeks later, I was standing there laughing and talking to that same man that I used to couldn't stand him. I was standing there laughing and talking, holding a conversation with him. And that's what God can do if you give him the things that you don't need in your life. You give it to God because, see, you can't stop hating somebody. You can't do it. But God can. All you have to do is give it to him. Lord, I don't want this. You take it. And then I told the Lord, now, if I keep hating folks, it's your fault. Now, that's been over 30 years ago. And you know I haven't hated anybody since. I don't like everything everybody do. But as far as that is aimed at a person, I gave hatred to God, and I refuse to have those feelings. Okay. Now, verse 7 says, brethren, I write no new, I read that. Okay, verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even to now. I'm going to read it again. He that saith he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now. You know what? I want to just keep right on reading that because people do it and put their hands behind the back like they still clean. I'm going to read it again. He that saith he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now. Okay, let me move on from that. Verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Hallelujah. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. In other words, when you hate somebody, You blind. You can't see where you're going. That's like blind Bartimaeus. You think you got it right, but you don't have it right when you're out in the street saying, oh, we want to kill the babies. We want to kill them. We want to go out here and we want to lay down and we want to have sex and then we want to get pregnant and everything. Then we want to kill the babies because we did something already that we shouldn't do. So now we're going to add another sin onto it. That's what it means when people are out there walking up and down the street saying they want this, want abortion to take place. Abortion and murder is the same thing. I didn't say it. The Word of God said it. Okay. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. The word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Okay. You know, we hear stuff when we little children and we laugh. And I used to hear my mom say a lot of these things that I'm reading here. And I didn't understand it. Okay, you love the world and see a lot of the things that we see in this word when it says, love not the world. See, that's like when that as a child and even as an adult, I have seen things that I wanted and I thought, oh, I just got to have that. I've just got to have it. But that was not something that I really had to have. And it was not, really not something that I needed. But that's why we don't need to love the world. We need to love the things of God first and then worry about anything else. But hallelujah. I write unto you. Okay, I got that one. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. See, all that stuff that's in this verse right here is talking about all of the lust of the flesh. See, listen, your spirit gets saved, but your flesh don't get saved. It still will desire stuff it has no need of desiring. That flesh don't get saved. So we need to have some control. And Jesus is the only way we can have control, is to let him be Lord of our life, Lord of our bodies, Lord of our wants, Lord of our needs. Hallelujah. That's how come, my husband died when I was a young woman. I think I must have been about 53. And without a whole lot of prayer, I'd have never made it through. Because I told the Lord one time, Lord, if you don't do something for me, I'm going to mess up. Lord, I'm going to put my whole everything. I'm Hakamasate. Lord, I'm going to put my whole life in your hand. I don't want to mess up, Lord. I want to be so that I can spend eternity with you. And you know the Lord fixed me so I could spend eternity with him. My husband been dead 23 years. And the world has, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. See, I want to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Now, that has, now see, I'm going to be real honest with you. See, a lot of people going to sit up and look, put that little white cap up in the top of the head and sit and look real whole and act like they have had them feelings and that they have. But, yeah, I've seen the time that I wanted to slap somebody's face so hard that neck spin, head spin around on the neck. But you see, that's where control come in. Where I couldn't control my own self, God could. And then you tell the Lord, Lord, you take this. You take over, Lord. You take over. Lord, I don't have any control. Hallelujah. Rather than me going to sit up and try to look like I'm holier than everybody else and I got it going on. I don't have it going on. God has it going on. And I have to constantly give him stuff. Lord, you take this. Lord, you take that. Lord, control this in me. Lord, bind this up in me. Hallelujah. And he'll do it. And say, and verse 8, he said, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now, there are many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. Hallelujah. Trying to figure out. Okay. Okay. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And in other words, everything that looked holy ain't necessarily holy. These folks, they thought they put on their little stuff, and it's just like a wolf walking around in sheep's clothing. They look like everybody else. But then when it came down to it, the sheep's clothing came off the wolf. So you got to know who you're looking at. Because somebody look holy, don't you jump out there and follow them. You better know who you following, and you better know what the Word of God said. Because, hallelujah, when you know what the Word of God said, you can follow that word. Hallelujah, you don't have to follow that person. Follow that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if God, listen, if God assigned you to something and you get out from behind that, it's up to you what happened then. You got to follow that word and know that you're walking right. Hallelujah. You know, I think I'm going to stop right there today. And, we'll pick up from that next week. We're going to pick up from that next week. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you will bless these people that's listening to me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, first I want you to bless Reverend Thurlin Kearney that he'll be able to carry on this station, that he have opened up a platform that you have given him, a desire to open up this station that we can get the word out, hallelujah, so that somebody will come crying, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that it was you that gave him the desire to put the station out, and then you gave him the desire and the love for the people that want to put this your word in their heart and in their ear. Lord, oh God, bless Apostle May Godfrey in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless Apostle Barbara Watkins, hallelujah, and all of the other preachers that's on this station, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless the other churches, Lord. Oh God, help them stand, hallelujah, when it look like they're going to fall. Lord, you prop them up on every leaning side. Lord, those people that's in the hospital, those people that's hurting, God, oh, God, bind up the pain that's in their bodies and send it straight back to hell where it came from. Then, Lord, those people that's in prison, God, some of them is just as innocent as they can be, but they still in prison. Oh, God, just you prop them up, God, and you help them, hallelujah, be able to stand, hallelujah, because you, I know you can get them out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless my household, Lord. Let your angels camp around my bedside, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, bless my pastor and his wife, God, in the name of Jesus, and the people in my church, God. Oh, God, I say thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. You just help us, God. Hallelujah, all those people, the sons and apostles, the elder the elders and the deacons and the trustees and all of those people, God, you bless them, God, because I can say to you to bless them, but as far as me doing it myself, I can't do it, but you can. Hallelujah, let all them angels, your angels, Lord, ain't going to pray to no angel because they can't do nothing that you don't tell them to do. Hallelujah, so Lord, you let, hallelujah, your angels guard your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I say thank you. And Reverend Robert E. Ellison, God, you bless him, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless his mother in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. And then, Lord, open the prisons back up that we can get back in there and preach the word, God. Lord, I want to go back to the prison to be able to preach the word. Hallelujah. Lord, open them back up for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And we'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven, and brother, it could happen any day.
You know, Todd, I noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills, seem like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
The People's Station.
You'll make two. Cause there ain't no limit what God can do. He said if you go, don't worry about yourself. He said all you have to do is make a step. Just he said Moses down in Egypt land with only a rod in his hand. That's what things got hard in the stretch out. I kept on walking. I made a step. But I made myself.
I made a step.
You ought to make yourself.
I made a step.
Make it in the master's name.
I made a step.
Don't you wait on tomorrow.
I made a step.
Tomorrow might be too late.
I made a step.
You know tomorrow's sun.
I made a step.
Shine on your way.
I made a step.
You ought to make that step.
I made a step.
You ought to make that step.
I made a step.
You ought to make it right now.
I made a step.
You ought to make it right now.
I made a step.
You gotta make it,
except
that
step.
You gotta make that step.
I made it.
I made it. I kept walking,
make step.
I kept moving. Did
you
make that step?
Make step.
I made it. I kept faith.
Make step.
I waited. Got God.
Make step.
I made it. I kept on walking.
Make step.
I kept on praying.
Make step.
I made it.
Make step.
I made it. I had to walk.
Make step.
Had to come. Had to train, had to pray. I made it. The Holy Ghost said, did you make it? You make it.
Did you make it?
Come on.
Let's make it right now.
You made it. You made it. I made it. I kept on on my way. I made it. Oh, I made it.
Whoa!
The People's Station.
Come on, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, put your hands together, put your hands together. We clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? We still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise, let's take them there. There's been a change.
Magicians, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. Come on, put those hands together. Y'all know this
I'll get what we're in. You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
I just wanna say it's good.